Well, documentally, and others have asked me to think aloud about app.net. It's very interesting. Over the years, people have got used to Twitter in particular. The obvious thing is that we've got a nice geek binary number, 256, for our character limit, and that the API is open to all comers, more or less. That's to say, anybody smart and anybody interested in programming is specifically developed at this phase to come and bring their clients and other uploading apps and so forth, and across platforms, presumably Android and iOS, and eventually, presumably, whatever the latest RIM tragedy will be, and Windows Phone and so on. Now, part of this is to do with the concern at the increasing commercialization and monetization of Twitter. I don't think one can be too holier than thou about that. The guy started it off, it became enormously successful, it has massive power and a huge reach now, and I've been inside newspaper offices where they just have huge tweet deck screens with celebrities' tweets going up and down, and it makes journalism lazy. It's also done some good in the world. The use of the hashtag and the sharing of it across all kinds of analytics for movie openings, for TV, you know, look at things like ZTV, have shown that essentially large, medium-sized enterprises to large companies are going to buy in more and more and demand a sort of private door into the API that suits them for their analytics, and they're going to use it to make money and so on. And Twitter will be under pressure from all kinds of large lobbying organisations to kick certain people out and to stop certain kinds of freedom and all the rest of it. Now, how app.net is going to cope with that, how it's going to cope with the problem that always comes with open source, open API, sort of parkland as opposed to closed garden, is obviously malware and hackery and such forth horrors. It relies on a body of extremely public-spirited, clever people like you, like the ones who've started this whole movement. And I'm sure Dalton, the founding father, is aware of this, and I will do what I can to support. And when you're ready and would like me to tell my Twitter followers that, that this is a really good option, another place to come and play and so on, and I think it could be terrific, genuinely terrific. And if nothing else, it will give Twitter and Apple and other of the large players who decided to bake in all the Twitter features in their latest iterations of their operating systems, both mobile and desktop, something to think about. And heaven knows that's no bad thing. As I've said so many times, it's boring. I'm all for biodiversity, both in the natural world and in the tech world. The more there is out there, the better everything is. So congratulations all.